On today's Moment of Science, we investigate what the illustrations in old books can teach us about two different species of beetle.
What do you mean by old books, Don? 50 years old? 100?
Good question, Yael. I mean books that are between about 200 and 600 years old, from the invention of the hand-operated printing press in Europe in the 1400s all the way through the early 1800s.
Why that period? And what about beetles?
The primary method of illustrating printed books during that time was done with woodcuts. Woodcuts are images carved into blocks of wood that can be printed like a stamp. The most common types of wood used to make them were boxwood, pear, and apple, which are fine-grained and small-pored, allowing a smooth surface for cutting. Like today, books were printed in multiple editions. Woodcut illustrations would be carved for the first edition and then saved for later printings, continuing to be used even when there was damage from wormholes. Biologists interested in wood-boring insects, such as furniture beetles, are starting to look at the wormholes evident in the prints from later editions of books. In many cases, based on the size and shape of the wormholes, the type of wood, and the location of printing, biologists can discern quite a bit of data on the historical distribution of a species. One discovery, for example, is that common furniture beetles and Mediterranean furniture beetles, which today overlap throughout Europe, seem to have been at one time geographically distinct. Common furniture beetles in northern Europe and Mediterranean furniture beetles in southern Europe.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.